Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We are back live on one of the final days of 2019, and I want to give the number out starting for the next segment. And I want to take your calls on whatever big issue you want to discuss, but I would like to talk about the trends of 2019 and what you see coming up in the new year. It's really, really important that we do that and we reflect on what's happening and what's unfolding. But I have to tell you, that it really is all about people's philosophy. Everything really comes down to what is the philosophy that folks have. And some people don't care about other people, and other people do. But then you have a lot of people that are evil, manipulating people that do care into doing bad things because they're being misdirected. So there's people that know what's going on and want to help society and build civilization. There's people that are very destructive and love evil and nihilism and want to hurt others and want to keep knowledge from people. And then there's folks that don't know what's going on that mean well, but are being pulled in different directions. But I can't imagine being somebody like a Joe Biden or a Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton, chosen because they're sociopathic and evil and in love with themselves and really enjoying the collapse of society and enjoying seeing people dumbed down and enjoying seeing the total degeneration. I mean, they revel in that. To see other people doing bad makes them feel big, makes them feel strong. And until you understand that, it just won't make sense. Like, why would you want to create a system to make more homeless people and get millions of people on drugs? Because they can then harvest those people and harvest our compassion for them and use our compassion against them to capture these people and propel their deadly drug habit until they're completely mentally ill and zombies. And then you read a book like Scanner Darkly by PKD about San Francisco and about the drug rehabs and about how they put this drug out in the future that fries your brain. And then after they fried your brain, they send you to where they actually grow the plant that produces the chemical, where you are then a slave of the drug dealers who are actually the private corporation taking over the planet with Substance D. And you see PKD telling everybody in that book a little allegory of how the whole thing really works. And you know, the cops in the movie, the cops in the book, they don't even know what's going on. But when they do find out, well, you know what happens to them. And so it's predatory systems designed to take over civilization using charity as the mechanism to get good people to pave the road to hell with their good intentions. That's why they say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. I mean, this is real organized systematic evil we're talking about. A little less than 4 months ago, I made the announcement on air. I said, hey, I have a tendency to take the high-quality supplements from InfoWars Life for a while, get great results, and then slowly I stop using them. I forget to religiously take them. I'm going to religiously take the supplements for the next few months, and I've lost almost 40 pounds now. Everybody can see it on air. My energy is off the charts. Everything is amazing. And it's because I am taking the InfoWars Life products, the krill oil. I'm taking the X2 and the X3. I'm taking the Brain Force Plus when I work out, when I have to work really late. I'm taking half a pack of Turbo Force. It is clean energy. It is really making my whole life so much more enjoyable. It's making the shows more focused. I've got more energy. We have huge sales going right now for the new year at InfoWarsLife.com. A big clearance sale. Take advantage of it all at InfoWarsLife.com.
Breaking news this hour. Officials say multimillionaire Jeffrey Epstein has taken his own life.
Jeffrey Epstein is dead after being found unresponsive at a New York City jail Saturday morning after apparently taking his own life. Officials say that his death was an apparent suicide.
Surveillance video recorded inside the Metropolitan Correctional Center is missing. A camera situated just outside of Epstein's jail cell is unusable.
Footage from at least one camera in the hallway may be too damaged or unusable for investigators.
An FBI crime lab is examining two prison cameras that malfunctioned.
Surveillance video from outside his jail cell, it's gone missing.
Now, this will, of course, raise even more questions about whether the surveillance cameras were purposely tampered with and if Epstein's death was more than just suicide by hanging, as it was ruled in an autopsy.
In what may become one of the biggest child molesting cases ever on record.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago. He was saying that they take a lot of famous people to this island and they have all these young girls that this guy hooks them up with. He was talking about this years ago. Now it is mainstream news.
Doctor who witnessed Epstein autopsy, death more consistent with homicidal strangulation than suicide. Isn't that amazing?
For some odd reason, people that have information on the Clintons end up dead, and they usually die from suicide.
The President of the United States is pushing a dangerous and completely unfounded murder conspiracy theory about his predecessor.
He is spreading a conspiracy theory. Untrustworthy and ridiculous
conspiracy theories. Tying the death of pedophile Jeffrey Epstein in prison to the president's former political rivals, the Clintons.
Christmas ornaments, drywall, and Jerry Epstein. Name three things that don't hang themselves.
Major twist tonight in the story involving that leaked video of ABC News anchor Amy Robach talking about the network she works for killing the Jeffrey Epstein story.
It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton, we had everything. There will come a day where we will realize Jeffrey Epstein was the most prolific pedophile this country has ever known. I had it all 3 years ago.
ABC's lead investigative journalist, Amy Rohrbach, is right. Jeffrey Epstein is the biggest pedophile America and the world has ever known. But he himself is just a front man for a larger network that is still ongoing to this day and whose goals are nothing less than domination of human society by blackmail and corruption. Tonight, we're going to document for you that individuals that work directly with Epstein are still carrying out operations very similar to the operation that he was running. And we're also going to show you, hiding in plain view, examples of Senate reports, UN reports, and other institutional reports admitting that millions of women and children are being sexually trafficked every year, and that it's one of the biggest currencies on the planet. This is nothing less than modern slavery. And the corruption that comes out of it isn't like alcohol prohibition, where people fell under the control of the mafia. It's far worse, because they're falling under the control of organizations and groups who even engage in the murder, snuff films, of children. There is no bottom to this pit. Just like elites thousands of years ago began to degenerate and do things that are unspeakably evil, it's happening again today. And if we don't face the facts and move against these criminals, they're going to be able to take over the whole civilization like they've done the Vatican, Penn State, the Boy Scouts. There's nothing that's safe because this is a formula of evil and corruption. Now, we're going to go to an investigator that I've known for 2 years who was ready to go public. He's got recordings. He's got people admitting that they like to have sex with children. He's got it all. And I said, in this first rollout, let's just look what's hiding in plain view. And you're going to get a look at some of that right now. Then I'm going to come back in here later and go over the Clinton body count and how it ties in to these charts on the deep state that were developed by the Epoch Times and that are very, very accurate. So whatever you do, please research this information for yourself and then share this report. We had to build our own network, our own satellites, our own TV systems, and band.video to even be able to get this out to you. So here is the report.
Welcome to AviLoop, your collective buying website for anything aviation. We offer deals on flight lessons, pilot accessories, fuel, FBO services, charter flights, and even small aircraft. Our deals are usually 50 to 90% off. That means whether you want to learn to fly, charter an airplane, or to see more girls like me, AviLoop can help. You can even vote for your favorite deal attendant and win special prizes. Our membership is completely free. Our deals are unbeatable. And there's no catch. So what are you waiting for, Captain? Subscribe to our newsletter and get in the loop.
You know, it's been years since I've been researching the Jeffrey Epstein case. And the deeper I've got into my research, there's been bombshell after bombshell, exposing new facts and bringing more revelations to light. But recently, the facts that I've come across have been so especially jarring that I come to you here today, albeit in a veiled identity, to bring those facts to light so that I can expose what the Epstein case has become. It's now transcended well beyond the facts behind the purported human trafficker into something much greater, into something that's a propaganda tactic that is meant to dissuade popular opinion from uncovering the very truth itself. Now, one important component of the Epstein network, which is limited by that mimetic strategy, is the inner machinations of his network and the associates who facilitated his operation. One important figure in that scope is one of Epstein's victims, his former pilot, Nadia Marchenko. The media has performed cursory examinations of Marchenko, a full-fledged examination of businesses which she created during and after her association with Jeffrey Epstein has been entirely neglected. Now, the construct of those organizations within the context of Epstein's network of associates
brings about more live questions than answers. On this Monday, December 30th, 2019, worldwide broadcast, and I was sitting there during the last break, and I thought, you know, I haven't even aired this incredibly important special report on my main show that goes out on satellite for radio and TV to millions. And on any service we're on, we end up being on the top of the charts, like Cloud TV, one of the few places we haven't been banned. We've only been on there about a year. We're now number one out of all the different great channels that are on Cloud TV, including One America News Network, that does an incredible job. And I'm not bragging, as I love to say, it's the name of my son's new podcast. When I say that, I'm giving you the good news, the report that as hardcore as this show is, people are ready for the truth. But that full report, Jeffrey Epstein's network is still operational and recruiting young women, is up on band.video. And yes, it's gotten a lot of views at band.video. 340,000 views. And that's a lot for an independent media outlet website. But I guarantee you this report on YouTube, on our old YouTube channel, would have probably 10 million views by now in a week. Now, think about that. Google, Facebook, Twitter are all so proud of taking me offline. And they said one of the big things was Jones claims there's all these pedophile rings. And I was specifically naming Epstein and others. And the Lolita Express and all the rest of it. And so just remember, that's who's protecting these people. Just like ABC News knew all about the Clintons 4 years ago, all about the blackmail, and their investigative journalist laughs, she was ordered to cover it up. So all of these people are complicit in this, and they're complicit in the rest of it as well. They know damn well the glyphosates are causing the breast cancer. A lot of them will die from it. They don't care. They know the vaccines are tainted by design, causing massive brain damage and cancer. They don't care. And that's why I get pissed off. It's why I get angry. It's why I'm having trouble even doing this show today. I mean, when you really research what they're doing to you, you get pissed because you're supposed to neurologically get mad to then do something about it. But I'm constantly in this purgatory, bashing my head up against the wall. I'm not complaining. I'm just explaining why I'm so pissed. Look, just...
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. Ah, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
That have given up on humanity and joined with Satan want to make the world as ugly and depressed as possible to make us give up. So it's critical that we never give up and give in and join evil, because that just makes it 10 times worse. But also it's important that we not get ourselves negative and too angry about it and just trust that God's in charge. And by the way, when I'm saying that, I am telling that to myself. Because I sit here and I look at what they're doing to our children, and I study what the globalists are up to, and I learn about how they operate. And just to know that this many people are actively engaged in organized destruction of all that's good makes me very, very angry. And it is important to rest. It is important to take time off sometimes. It's just that the fight is so incredibly intense. Jim Hoff, who heads up the Gateway Pundit, is going to be joining us for one segment, next segment. And I appreciate him coming on short notice. I had said I didn't have any guests today, but then I was watching this piece, NBC's Meet the Press, libels the Gateway Pundit, Rush Limbaugh, Drudge, InfoWars, and Fox News for spreading intentional bad information. So we're going to play some of that report here in a moment ahead of him joining us. But I talk about personal or intentional bad information. When the mainstream media tells you that penguins can't swim and that polar bears can't swim, so you need to pay a carbon tax to Al Gore, or when the average Democrat's so dumb, we said this was coming, we called it, that they believe impeachment is conviction. They believe Trump's gone. And we saw polls and other things last week, and now Caitlin Bennett went down to Times Square in New York and filed 3 reports that if I just wanted to have really interesting radio and TV, I would just air these, because it's way better than my show when it comes to just entertaining and interesting. But we've got to cover the big picture as well. But what she does is so vital to show how incredibly buffoonish they are. And, you know, I catch myself laughing at these people until you realize these people are voting. New Yorkers don't think Trump's president. She followed another report where she talked to an Australian lefty. Another one where New Yorkers don't know what Christmas is about. And this is not cherry picking, ladies and gentlemen. This is what they've done to the people. Let's just play the first few minutes of her report that's at band.video. She's got a whole section on band.video. Here's Caitlin Bennett.
Why do we celebrate Christmas?
We celebrate Christmas because it's just like a typical thing that everybody does.
To make a new year, like welcome the new year.
Okay.
And forget the past year's failures and all stuff.
That's Christmas?
Yes, that's Christmas for me. And greetings, new friends.
Why do we celebrate Christmas?
Because we're Jewish.
What?
Because we're Jewish.
That's why you celebrate Christmas.
We do, because we love each other.
All right.
All right.
Okay, I thought you guys had your own thing. We're just... You glad President Trump got impeached?
I'm really happy about that.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Are you glad that Obama's coming in to take his spot?
Oh, yeah. Really happy about that, too.
What do you think about Mike Pence? He takes office tomorrow.
Let him take office. Hopefully, he'll learn from it. He'll be another Trump little link.
All right, because he's coming in tomorrow.
I know, but, we'll see what happens.
You heard that on the news, right?
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Very funny noise.
Trump just got impeached, and we're here in New York City to find out how many people think that means he's no longer president. Let's see what they think. Yesterday, are you excited for our new president, Mike Pence?
No, not excited for either one of them.
Okay. Well, that's going to be your president because he got impeached, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why aren't you excited?
Not a fan.
Are you a fan?
Personally, I'm in the Army, so Commander-in-Chief is my Commander-in-Chief no matter what. So I can't really backlash anyone, but my Commander-in-Chief is whoever it's going to be.
All right, very cool. All right, well, he comes into office tomorrow. I hope everything works out for you.
Thank you, too.
Are you excited for Mike Pence to come into the presidency tomorrow because Trump got impeached?
It's whatever, you know. Like, I don't really care about it, to be honest.
Okay. All right, because he's coming in tomorrow.
I know, but, like, we'll see what happens.
You heard that on the news, right?
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
You're
funny,
North. You glad President Trump got impeached?
I'm really happy about that.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Are you glad that Obama's coming in to take his spot?
Oh, yeah. Really happy about that, too. I wish. I hope so.
Yeah, that's what impeachment means, right?
Right.
Let's All right, Cookie Monster. You are smart. President Trump just got impeached.
Yeah.
Are you guys excited for Mike Pence to take office tomorrow?
I don't want to answer that.
Okay, so let's just stop right there. Those are just excerpts from the three reports I mentioned. I mean, they're all so good, but also so frightening. We're just jumping around, giving a random sampling of those. New Yorkers don't think Trump is president. Caitlin Bennett versus Australian lefty. New Yorkers don't know the meaning of Christmas. Those are the reports that are up on Bandai Video, the latest on her page at Bandai Video. You just go to the left-hand side, click the link right there, and you'll see all the great contributors to Bandai Video. And again, Caitlin doing a great job. Now, most of what we do here is simply report on the news, report on legislation, and then I just give my perspectives that it's a spiritual battle that's going on. And they try to call that disinfo. And they try to cherry-pick things we've covered and done and then say that, oh, we're purposely fake news to set the precedent to then go get us deplatformed. So when Gateway Pundit gets attacked and Drudge Report gets attacked and Rush Limbaugh gets attacked and InfoWars gets attacked and Fox News gets attacked by Meet the Press with the Obama political operative, that's because they're getting ready to make another move to try to silence all the organizations they're mentioning ahead of the election. That's what this is. So when we come back, I'm going to get to that clip and we're going to talk to the writer over and the head of Gateway Pundit, who's been all over the place exposing this. But they have this so-called chain of information, chain of intentionally bad information. And it's just a moronic, you know, graphic. But people love graphics that just say, oh, here's how it works. It's all 4chan gives all the orders. And then it goes to Reddit. It's now owned by the Communist Chinese. It's supposed to be Reddit, right? Then it goes to InfoWars. Then it goes to Gateway Pundit. Then it goes to Facebook. Then it goes to Fox News. Then it goes to Rush Limbaugh. Then it goes to Reddit. Or it's all just a big circle, I guess, of evil. And of course, really all Drudge does is just try to show a snapshot of what the entire spectrum of news is. And so for giving mainstream media half their traffic, that's what he gets back, is them saying he should basically be shut down. Well, here we are. from the year 2020. And old friends are not forgotten. You, the Patriots, have kept InfoWars on the air. Thank you so much. I don't want the globalists to win for my children's future, for your children's future, but also I just personally don't want them to be able to shut us down. And thanks to you spreading the word and buying the products, we are able to stay on air. We have huge end of Christmas, end of the year sales, the biggest ever. Clearance sales up to 75% off, free shipping, double Patriot points. The new year is here. It's a great way to get healthy and fund the InfoWar. So go to InfoWarsLife.com and stock up on all the great products like BrainForce Plus, SuperMel, Vitality, and X2 and X3. All of it is amazing. The Real Red Pill Plus, the Real Red Pill. Find out about these great products at InfoWarsLife.com and fund the InfoWar. But whatever you do, remember, 2020 is a critical year, so everybody get the word out and fight for freedom.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
CNN, they're all the self-appointed controllers of what's real and what's not. They're the ones told us that Hillary had a 97% chance of winning. They're the ones that told us there were WMDs in Iraq. Oh, Donald Trump, he's the guy that didn't want any of those wars. And he's the guy pulling the troops out. But the self-appointed liberals, like Chuck Todd, political operative of Obama and Hillary and the rest of them, they came out and attacked independent media, pro-America media that's got a track record of being way more honest and hardworking than than mainstream media. We know our only currency is how accurate we are with our listeners and viewers. We better damn well be as accurate as we can be. And when we're wrong, we better tell you. That's what you expect. That's what I expect. Well, there's nobody more prolific than Jim Hoft. In fact, when I talk to my crew, people, I go, could you be like Jim Hoft? I mean, the guy writes more than all his other writers combined. Something happens, we think we're going to break it. It's always Jim Hoft. Well, you know what? I feel good knowing that, that there's somebody out there that's always got their nose to the grindstone and keeps breaking major news to the White House. And really, a lot of times, this country wouldn't even be in the position it's in to stop the globalists if it wasn't for Jim Hoft. Didn't mean to go off on a rant. We only got him for one segment. But Meet the Press, NBC, why they show you a little flowchart, a circle jerk, of where the fake news comes from. Oh, like Fiona Hill working for Soros. They say that's fake news. He just ran his main foundation, writes for TheGlobalist.com. Well, when Jim Hoft talks about that, or InfoWars says, we're fake. You say the sky's blue right now, you're fake. You say Christmas trees are green, you're fake. Here's part of what they had to say. And then Jim Hoft's the only person in the media that actually even defended himself or us. I'm like, who's defending us around here? Oh, Jim Hoft. So here's a clip.
Matthew, I want you to address what I think is an ecosystem problem, at least on the right. I want to put up something that my colleague Ben Collins put here. It's a bit of an ecosystem here. He'll say, you'll get something starts on 4chan, there's the subreddit of Trump, InfoWars might pick it up. Then it starts inching into the mainstream. Gateway Pundit might just say, oh, what's this about? Then it gets to Drudge, might have a provocative headline link. Rush might say it in his fun little way. Then it does make its way into Fox News. And then, of course, your Facebook feed. How do you create more accountability in the conservative ecosystem for basically dealing with propaganda?
Well, it's hard work. And I think it begins by trying to instruct young conservatives in the canons of journalism, mainly empirical verification, right? And this, I think, the distrust of institutions that's longstanding among conservatives has led many of them not even to no longer believe in the idea that you need kind of evidence in order to forward a fact. Or they don't believe in certain verified sources, credentialed sources of evidence or information. They don't trust any of it. One other change that I think it makes all of this more difficult is it used to be you can go to the supermarket and you see the tabloids and you see the Weekly World News and the alien has predicted who's going to be the president this year and you move past it.
Right.
Maybe some people get a chuckle. Maybe some people believe it, but it's a minority of the population. Today, you can't ignore it because it's everywhere. And the second you go on one of these platforms, social media in particular, yeah, you're confronted by it.
So there's a problem in the ecosystem. It's very exterminist. It's like the final solution. There's still independent media. We blacklisted them. We shadow banned them. We've sued them. We've attacked them. They're still there. They don't list what we're doing that's fake or false, but they all sit there with their stuffed shirts. Well, this is funnier than Saturday Night Live, unless you know how serious it is. Jim Hoft, in the 5 minutes we've got, thanks for joining us. What the hell do you make of this?
Yeah, wasn't that something, Alex? And thank you for being a cog, you know, where we get all of our information. You notice it goes from InfoWars to Gateway Pundit to Drudge Report. I think this whole flowchart is about 3 years old. I don't think it shows they don't pay any attention to conservative media because there's so many flaws in that chart. And of course, it's interesting too that they're saying that this was all intentionally bad information, that all of us are writing and promoting intentionally false information.
It's a conspiracy. We're all in a conspiracy together.
Yeah, and they're including Fox News on that. You know, so it's not just Gateway Pundit. It's not just Alex Jones. Of course, we're the typical ones that they lash out at. But it's Rush Limbaugh and Drudge Report and Fox News. I mean, this is unbelievable. I think, talk about projection. These guys have failed for 3 years. 3 years and longer than that, but especially the last 3 years where they promoted this fake Putin puppet Trump narrative that was completely false. And you at InfoWars and Gateway Pundit and only a few others were promoting the real truth, the Spygate scandal that was going on in the background. And now these people have to lash out at us after we were accurate for 3 years and they were pushing complete fake news.
Well, that's right. And there's also even Politico has a list of things that didn't happen. Mainstream media, and they give a bunch of examples, said that Pelosi would be president by now.
Yeah, well, they're still hoping on that. It's just unbelievable. Anyway, Chuck Todd is, it was just a disgusting piece. And to see Matthew Continetti, or Continelli, from Washington Free Beacon, you know, defend and just jump in the fray with Chuck Todd, that was very disappointing.
Well, so much of what you do and what I do is, and that's why I said up front, I would say I get more news from Gateway Pundit than you probably get from us, because you're Johnny on the spot. 95% of what we all do is some leftist says we're going to kill the president. We write a story about it. Or somebody comes out and says white people are inherently evil. Michael Moore, we write a story about it. We're just reporting on what they're doing, and then we're supposedly the fake news. And then Trump, as you expose, tweets out the Democrat saying, oh, thank God all these white men are committing suicide. And then they block his tweet. You're reporting on how they block the tweet. You're reporting on things they don't want out there, and that's why they're pissed.
Absolutely, and they don't control the narrative anymore, no matter how much they've tried. And, Alex, I know you and InfoWars have been their number one target, and I'm very proud that you guys are still around and you're still, you know, fighting the fight, leading the charge. And it's just disgusting what they've done to you. We're really dealing with evil. We're dealing with fascists who just want to silence us and anyone on our side. We're just the first ones, you know, that they're going after. But, you know, every Trump supporter is in that line. They would love to silence us all and send us to some kind of a camp to reform us.
But Hillary said we need fun camps for men. 6 months ago when Facebook said, don't even say Alex Jones' name in a positive way or you're banned, they gave the example that he claims Biden must have had another stroke. He can't talk. Now they're saying that. I mean, the man cannot talk. So because I said, looks like he's had another stroke, I'm fake news. And now they're fact-checking memes that are clearly jokes.
Right, it's unbelievable, isn't it? They've lost their mind. And, again, it's just because they're so frustrated that nobody trusts them anymore. And why would anybody trust them? I think Trump has been such a gift to this country in the fact that he's exposed just how corrupt and devious these people are, and they still don't get it. They're not changing a bit. They're not apologizing for any of their mistakes. Instead, they're lashing out at people like InfoWars and groups like Gateway Pundit.
Well, I sleep better at night knowing Gateway Pundit's there. And in closing, I'd love to get you back soon to get your predictions for next year. But people don't understand. They're like, oh, well, they're attacking a big deal. No, when they go on Meet the Press or Face the Nation or these big Sunday shows, that's where the orders come out from the politicos. When they attack you, that means they're going to sue you, come after your bank accounts, harass you, try to pay your employees off to lie about you. When they're signaling like that, they're firing the bat signal to release rabid pit bulls on us.
Right, and the good news is, I don't know if this is good news, but they've hit us so hard in the past 3 years, and yet here we are. Our numbers at Gateway Pundit continue to grow, even though they've eliminated us basically from most of social media. And so people are just, you know, they're driven to hear the truth, and they want to hear the truth, and that's why InfoWars is here, and Gateway Pundit is still here too.
Well, you're absolutely right. And again, thank God for Gateway Pundit, gatewaypundit.com. Mr. Hoff, thank you so much for spending time with us. Please join us again soon.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Had to get him on. Appreciate him popping in because, I mean, I said it, and I love my crew. They're the best crew because the crew around the show isn't the writers. The writers are great, too. But I'm always like, hey, we need to cover when we get attacked by big stuff like this because the listeners, you know, need to know what's going on. But a lot of times now, I'm being attacked. Oh! Jim Hoff is defending me. Thank you, Jim. But he gets we're all in this together. And so part about him always being attacked so long is we just get used to it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun?
because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
All right, I'm going to tell this brief story, then I'm going to give the number out, cover a ton of news, and take calls. Not to talk about myself, but to talk about the state of human psyche and what I'm dealing with and what I know you're dealing with because you care. Because these Satanists, they train themselves not to care and to cut themselves off from God. I really do care. And people ask, how do I handle it? Being demonized in the national news, being betrayed by people I've done nothing to, being lied about, being sued, losing money, things like that don't affect me. But when I sit here and I read globalists admitting they don't want any humans on Earth anymore, and they want a post-human world, and it's all right here, and it's all over the news, women celebrating, I kill my baby, it is a human, and I murdered that little boy or girl, and I enjoyed it. They're doing that to psychologically burn your synapses, getting you ready for horrible things to come. They admit they are. And I think about how far they've already taken us down. And I'll just be completely honest with you. I constantly have my central nervous system is saying, danger, Will Robinson. And then it's saying, take action. I mean, the time for talk is way past, okay? And that's why it's hard to do the show and just sit here and now they're torturing that kid and now they're devil worshiping over here and now they're telling families to break up and how great it is and now they're putting more fluoride in the water even though they admit it's killing us and they know they are and here they admit they're doing it to make us stupid. I mean, I can't go to the city council and sign up for my 3 minutes and go speak. Because if the mayor starts laughing at me when I talk about how they're putting fluoride in the water that's causing massive brain damage, because that's what they do when we've had scientists and others there, I'm going to have a heart attack. So instead of blowing up like I used to on the air all the time, I'm more imploding. And you can't keep me out of the studio. You can't keep me off air. I want to fight these people. I know you do as well. But then not blowing up on air instead, it's like mental torture for me. And so I'm just telling listeners that I don't know what we're supposed to do. I just don't know. I mean, like, I don't get happy when it officially comes out that the UN covered up, that the West staged chemical attacks to try to blame it on Syria. We already knew that. We already have the kids on video saying they told me I was back like I was going to die, and then they gave me candy, and it shows the kid they said died on national television, totally fine. I don't go, oh, look, see where we exposed them. We exposed them, and then nothing happens. And then these criminals are all over the news telling me that men can have babies. You're like, well, everybody knows that's bull. No, the kids don't know that. They're brainwashing them. But I'll tell you what we need to do, and I need to do this myself. I need to go confront the city council, and you need to go confront yours. And then I need to go and confront people like Joe Biden just got confronted. Because let me tell you something. I'm not going to play the audio here. I'd forgotten about this. I was on Ground Zero syndicated show with Clyde Lewis last week. And he reminded me that you can hear Biden in one of the videos where he's petting the little 8-year-old girl's hair super sexually. And I'm not going to repeat what he says to her on air. But you could actually hear him say it. And what I'm saying is I've gotten to the point when I got reminded of that, that I got very angry. And then there's this paradox where I don't even want to go pull the clip up, and I don't even want to play the clip. I don't even want to play the clip of Michelle Wolf saying, I killed my baby. It was a baby. It had a future. But I played God, and I murdered my child, and I sure as hell enjoyed it. I don't want to pull up the video of Biden petting the girl and going, oh, you know, well, what he said to her. I just can't do it anymore. Because it's not normal to just sit here and show what they're doing. In a way, it's almost giving in to them. Because why the hell is he still walking around? And they've set it up as a big time bomb. Because if they can't overthrow civilization by overt means, they're going to get us to kill each other. And you can see the energy, you can feel the energy, and we have to find a way to just ask God to cleanse us of the anger so that we don't self-destruct. Because they've set it up where the public is so dumbed down, if we go out and go after these people because there is no real justice, they'll only use that against the general population to take all of our freedoms. We have to instead expose them politically and get in their faces and let people know what scum they are in nonviolent action, civil disobedience. And what just happened this weekend, it's up on Infowars.com. Paul Joseph Watson article, heckler tells Biden, don't touch kids, you pervert. And that's what he is. And he's a child molester, so out of control that he can't even keep his hands off people's children, their wives, anybody, because he believes he owns everything. And then he exercises that power out in front of everyone, that he comes over to little girls and he tells them. That he's aroused and he wants to have sex with them. I'll leave it at that. I mean, you can hear it. And the whole media helps cover it up because that's who they are. They're filth. And what Biden does, that open exercise, is just like HBO has shows showing four-year-olds dancing in negligees with men talking about how aroused it makes them. They're just... Look how freaked out that mother is after he comes over and tells a little girl, I want to have sex with you. How horny he is. That's what he said to her in that tape. And the mother's like, okay, stop it, Biden. And she's all freaked out. And ha, 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 ha. But that's Stockholm syndrome. And then we're all supposed to just be raped by him doing it in front of us. See, he's not just raping that little girl's innocence. Imagine what he does behind closed doors. With everyone bowing down to his ass. He's raping me. And you, and I'm sick of it. And I pray to God to strike him down dead. I'm not going to hurt Joe Biden, and I don't want anybody to hurt Joe Biden. But I pray to God to bring judgment upon him and his demonic evil family and the entire Democratic Party. Now I feel better. I'm telling you what I really think. I can't help it. I will not sit here, and I will not bow down to these devil worshipers anymore. They can go to hell. And I hope they burn in hell forever. So, you see, that's really where I'm at. I can't play games with these people anymore. But vengeance is God's. So, I hope Joe Biden repents. But you can look at that degenerate going into total and complete mental breakdown, ladies and gentlemen. And you can look at Joe Biden talking about little black kids and calling them cockroaches and talking about hair standing up on his legs and in dementia. And they leave him up there in dementia, grabbing and squeezing and everything. Let me give the number up. They've been sitting there for an hour to take your calls. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. You know, all over the country every year at Halloween, witches get up and say they hope that the powers of darkness kill President Trump. And the media goes, oh, this is great. But I guarantee you, I say I hope God strikes down Joe Biden. And I bet it becomes a big national story. Alex Jones calls for violence. Alex Jones calls, no, that's not what I called for. I hope that God stops Joe Biden, however God sees fit. But it needs saying, because he wants to rape you of your heritage, rape you of God, rape you of your right to self-defense, and he wants to stumble around like the crypt keeper up there. You know, actually, I pray that God continue to animate him and not let him die, because he's such an example of the evil, corruption, and how it's collapsing and how delusional they are to prop him up. In fact, I pray God, like Lazarus, raise him from the dead. In fact, that's what God's probably already done. He's an undead. That's what it is. And actually, I repent of that. I hope he lives forever.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.